I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
What a good morning. Yesterday, the United States Senate took the additional step toward passing the bipartisan infrastructure bill. It's a bill that would end years of gridlock in Washington and create millions of good-paying jobs and put America on a new path to win the race for the economy in the 21st century. Historic investment in roads and rail and transit and bridges and clean energy and clean water. It'll enable us not only to build back, but to build back better than before the economic crisis hit. This bill makes key investments to put people to work all across the country, in cities, in towns, in rural communities, small towns, big towns, along the coastlines and on the plains. It covers the nation. And it's going to put America to work in good-paying union jobs, building and repairing our roads, bridges, ports, airports. And, you know, once this bill passes the Senate, I know that body will move toward establishing a framework for the remainder of my Build Back Better agenda. And giving tax cuts to the middle class by investing in child care and home care for seniors, critical investments to combat climate change and to build a clean energy future. Vital steps needed to bring down the cost of health care, and so much more. And we're going to do it without raising taxes by even 1 cent on people making less than $400,000 a year. And here's another important part of the bill. 90% of the jobs created by this legislation will not require a college degree. 90%. It's a blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America. Which brings me to another piece of good news this morning. We learned that the economy created 943,000 new jobs in July. 943,000. The unemployment rate fell by 0.5% to 5.4%. Now, while our economy is far from complete, and while we doubtlessly will have ups and downs along the way as we continue to battle the Delta surge of COVID, what is indisputable now is this. The Biden plan is working, the Biden plan produces results, and the Biden plan is moving the country forward. We're now the first administration in history to add jobs every single month in our first 6 months in office, and the only one in history to add more than 4 million jobs during the first 6 months. Economic growth is the fastest in 40 years. Jobs are up. The unemployment rate is the lowest since the pandemic hit. But we aren't stopping there. The American Rescue Plan was built knowing the recovery would take time. So let me outline today 6 specific actions people will see over the next few weeks. First, thanks to the latest middle-class tax cut in a long time, the next monthly check, that is the child tax credit, checks are going to go out to almost 40 million families with children in 9 days. A family with 2 young kids under the age of 7 is going to get a check for $600 paid immediately. And they get a check next week, next month for $600, et cetera. If you're a family with 2 kids between the ages of 7 and 17, you're going to get a check for $500, $250 per child. And that will continue month after month. Second, I've looked ahead. We've looked ahead. And now schools have the resources they need to safely reopen as school year starts again so that every child can be in school full-time, safe, and this year. Third, we provided months ago states and localities with $45 billion in their coffers, the state and localities, to help renters and landlords to keep people in their homes and keep the local economy strong. That money has to get out now. I'm urging all local officials to get that money out. And we're going to send more help to small businesses on Main Street so the Delta variant doesn't cause them to lay off employees and shutter their doors. There's something called the Paycheck Protection Program. It's a loan program. Forgivable. If the small business kept their employees in the job and their doors open. We're now in the process to forgive those loans for small businesses who are doing the right thing, putting them in a better position to keep their businesses going. Fifth, if anyone is worried about getting health insurance during the pandemic, there's help today. For those who get their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, we're covering more people with more extensive benefits with premiums that average 40% lower. If you don't have insurance, you can still sign up under the Affordable Care Act through August the 15th. Just go to healthcare.gov today. And sixth, we're going to lower the prices on everything from prescription drugs to hearing aids by allowing businesses to compete, which will give them more choices at lower costs. For example, you're not going to have to go to a doctor to get a prescription to get a hearing aid. You're going to go right to the counter of the store and buy it over the counter. The bottom line is this. What we're doing is working, but don't take my word for it. Forecasters on Wall Street project over the next 10 years, our economy will expand by trillions of dollars and will create 2 million more jobs a year, good-paying jobs. We just have to keep going. And it's simple. That means get vaccinated, please. It's safe. It works. It will save lives and maybe save your life. As I said before, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So please get vaccinated. We can get this done. We just have to stay the course. We just have to remember who we are. You've heard me say it before. We're the United States of America. There's not a single thing, nothing beyond our capacity when we do it together. God bless you all. May God protect our troops.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.